points of view are resolved in the basic space of awareness. All the points of view that appear within the basic space of awareness are the dynamic energy and display of that space. They are entirely comprised of space. They've never been anything but space. So to think of them as something in their own right is a misunderstanding. All points of view are already resolved in the basic space of awareness because they are the basic space of awareness. This resolution is naturally present in the inherent wisdom of each point of view, which is timelessly free in that it cannot be found to exist. So all points of view are free as the supreme reality in which they do not exist. All of the appearance of a point of view is the basic space of awareness. So its appearance, so to speak, its duration and its cessation are all awareness. The appearance, the duration, the cessation, and the point of view, whatever it is, all those are points of view. And they're always already resolved in and of themselves. Nothing is to be done about them. They're their own undoing, just like a line drawn in water. Nothing needs to be done about them. When we look into a point of view, just like the description I gave of a material object put in a linear accelerator, what we find is that whatever it is, whatever the appearance is, it cannot be found to exist in its own right. In other words, it does not have a substantial and fixed identity that makes it itself. It's a vivid appearance of space, and that's it. The outshining of points of view by their innate wisdom nature, timeless awareness, resolves holding to points of view and taking them to exist in their own right. When we rest as awareness, we directly tap into our wisdom nature. And that automatically and instantaneously resolves the point of view, just by resting as awareness. If we start to toy with the point of view, say, oh, what is this? How did it come about? What's going to happen in the future based on it? Then we've decided to go forward with believing that all the points of view are something, which we're perfectly free to do, but I wouldn't suggest it. When there is holding to the biases of points of view where none exist, there is no understanding of their true nature, timeless awareness. When we just look at all the points of view and think that they have importance and significance in their own right, then all of our life we're jumping like a toad from one toadstool to another, one lily pad to another, hopping along and hoping to make sense out of life, though we never do. Whether or not there's confusion, there is the expanse of pristine awareness. Holding to what appears as though it had a nature independent of awareness leads to confusion. In actuality, there is neither bondage nor freedom. Neither points of view nor a personal mind exist. We must not seduce ourselves into believing in the existence of what does not exist. The labels are, they're just like the playthings of awareness. But they have no importance. They have no solid identity in their own right. They're completely insubstantial and identityless. When we seduce ourselves into believing in points of view, we might have something like a deeply afflictive state, and it feels very strong in us. And it feels so strong, we feel we have to do something about it immediately. And usually we have a habit of doing a certain thing, whatever it might be, which involves elaborating on the point of view or trying to make sense of it. We feel so much pain that we feel only by making sense of the point of view can we get rid of it. We want to get rid of the afflictive state right away, and maybe if we make sense of it, that'll help. But it doesn't help, does it? Because it keeps coming back. keeps coming back over and over again. When we rest as awareness, it doesn't matter whether it comes back or not. But in continuing to rest as awareness, these states just resolve themselves completely, like confusion. There's never any confusion, no matter what's going on, none whatsoever. Or many of these other things that we've taken to be so real. Awareness is free in that it is timelessly pristine, beneficial wisdom. Do not confine it within the trap of fixed descriptions. When we're lost in conceptual frameworks and fixed descriptions, then we never taste wisdom. We can never possibly know timeless wisdom. We might know common wisdom, practical wisdom, but we can never know timeless wisdom. We can never know the timeless wisdom that is freewheeling, that is filled with tremendous energy, love, benefit, ease, contentment. The completely pure expanse in which points of view cannot be found to exist is the expanse of pristine awareness, the pristinely wise ground equal to space. Points of view are not possible within that context, which abides primordially and innately. In space, we look into space and there's nothing there. It's not divided into parts. It's not limited and restricted in any way. It doesn't have a center or a boundary. There's no way to measure it. It's completely immeasurable, completely inconceivable. Yet everything is contained within it, and everything is comprised of it. Thus, within that, nothing else is possible. Given that the unique reality of being is without edges or corners, to hold that points of view are the same or different is confusion. Given that naturally occurring timeless awareness has neither cause nor condition, perceiving it to be involved in the process of points of view is a hindrance to wisdom awareness becoming fully evident. Given that the unbiased natural presence of pristine awareness is free of limitation, holding to the limitations of biased points of view creates something where there is only the basic space of awareness. If we think that we need anything in order to be, then we'll be uncomfortable. So if we think we need certain kinds of thoughts in order to be aware, then we'll be uncomfortable. If we think we need certain kinds of emotions in order to be, then we'll be uncomfortable, because the basic space of every emotion, of every thought, already is awareness. So no special thoughts or emotions are needed. And also no special circumstances are needed. Given that the unceasing basic space of awareness has neither substance nor characteristics, labeling points of view as existent, non-existent, manifest or non-manifest is the suffering of indulging or renouncing points of view. Therefore, we cast off the trap of whatever biases we hold and realize that the unbiased natural presence of awareness is like space. Awareness is completely unbiased. It doesn't preference one point of view over another point of view, saying this is a point of view I want to have, and this is another point of view I don't want to have. It doesn't do that about the personal identity point of view or any other point of view. So we don't need to have the point of view, oh, I've got to get rid of the personal identity, and then I'll be okay. When we rest as awareness, at first it may seem like there's just the basic space of awareness inclusive of all points of view, but there may still seem to be separation between awareness and the points of view in some sense. It isn't the complete resolution of all points of view. And that is like seeing an old friend. So instead of the points of view all being so problematic, or a lot of them being problematic, all of them are just like old friends. There's really nothing that needs to be done about them. And then next, instead of there being so much going on, awareness inclusive of all points of view, then the points of view, they just come up and they're their own undoing, like the flight path of a bird in the sky vanishes, or the knot in a snake undoes itself. So that's what it's like to gain familiarity with awareness. And then lastly, there's just nothing there. Everything's just completely empty space. But not in a way that it has to be made anything out of. You know, the life still goes on, and it's filled with wisdom and love and tremendous energy of benefit. And there isn't a need to think about everything, the constant thinking. There's just precious wisdom, the precious enclosure of everything. And complete effortlessness. So instead of striving so much, efforting, feeling fatigued, exhausted, and like you can't take it another minute, it's a lot easier. Because we all have those feelings, no matter how good we've got it. We have times where we feel like we can't take it another minute. Keeping track of all these points of view, it's a lot of work. It's, you know, those machines at the bank that count the coins, and they sort the coins very rapidly and then put them in the different slots. Well, when we're so busy with all our points of view, we're like those machines, sorting all the points of view, getting them in the right slot. When all the while we're meant to be relaxed. Regardless of what arises, appearances seen, sounds heard, emotions felt, thoughts stirred, everything is naturally clear and pure, an expanse with no division or exclusion, a timelessly free expanse of equalness. In what is completely equal, there's never been inequality, so there's never been unequalness. There's never been a single thing that is less equal than any other thing. Everything, no matter what it is, contains complete equalness. Everything contains everything. There's nothing to exclude or divide out. In pure space, there's never been any division. It would be impossible to divide pure space. We could go out there and try to divide space, but we'd never be able to. Even any obstacle we put up in space would be comprised of space. The basic space of timeless awareness is a single reality of equalness. It is the ground of being because it gives rise to all that appears. It is the expanse of being because everything occurs naturally within it without division or exclusion. It is beneficial awareness because it is experienced as the essence that is the source of everything. It is like space, primordially pure. When we rest as awareness, it becomes obvious that all these things that we thought were so murky, foggy, hazy, that they're all completely clear. They're all completely primordially pure. There's never been a stain anywhere. There's never been a flaw anywhere. As the spacious expanse of the ground of being, naturally occurring timeless awareness is pristine because it is timelessly immaculate, unaffected by points of view, which are its own dynamic energy. Points of view are the dynamic energy of and display of awareness, just like the color blue is inseparable from the sky. These points of view can't be separated out from awareness. It is consummate because the beneficial qualities of its wisdom, body, speech, mind qualities, and activities are naturally present beyond cause and effect. The super complete beneficial qualities of wisdom are indivisible from the vast expanse. So when we talk about the wisdom body, it's not a person or a particular thing. It's the altogether of everything. When we rest as awareness, that becomes more and more obvious in ourselves. Rather than thinking about ourselves all the time in our own dilemma points of view, we just have a clear light mind of complete wisdom that is always on, like a good internet connection, always on. It is beneficial because pure awareness is the utterly lucid essence of everything. Everything is subsumed and completely pure within beneficial awareness. The word subsumed means included within a greater category. Point of view would be a category of one kind, but the greatest of all categories is awareness. It's that in which everything is subsumed. In resting as awareness, everything is subsumed within that. So all methods and practices whatsoever are subsumed in resting as awareness. We're all engaging in some kind of method and practice, ways and means, just the way we go about living our life. And whatever that is, it's subsumed in resting as awareness. Within the very essence of the dynamic energy of pristine awareness, complete perceptual openness in all experience is the basic space of awareness. Resting as awareness is complete perceptual openness in all experience, perception that is wide open, spacious, and totally free, that isn't needing to make anything out of anything that's going on, isn't taking anything that's going on to be anything. We learn that we have to take everything to be something in order to understand what's going on, but that's misleading, entirely misleading. We don't need that at all. We already have super complete beneficial wisdom that's always fresh and unerring and knowing what to do and how to act in truly extraordinary ways. In vivid awareness, points of view based on the confusion of non-recognition of awareness appear. So in vivid awareness, the only way for there to seem to be confusion is to see that there's something there that's separate from awareness, to see that there's something there that is significant in its own right, that has an importance and a solidity that can be counted upon, that means something. Nothing that appears as any point of view whatsoever strays from the expanse of pristine awareness. Resting as a reality of timeless equalness without straying from this expanse of awareness, there is full embrace of all points of view, free as the spacious expanse of beneficial intent. Awareness does not come together and then separate from points of view. There only is awareness as everything. So awareness never comes together with points of view and then separates from it. And there's never going in and out of awareness. The going into awareness and the going out of awareness are both points of view that are comprised of awareness. When we rest as awareness, we realize this. We realize that just saying, well, I'm in and out of awareness, or I'm not recognizing awareness, that these two are points of view. The naturally settled reality, points of view cannot possibly exist within that fundamentally unconditioned reality. The naturally settled reality, positive and negative, acceptance and rejection cannot possibly exist. The naturally settled reality, dualistic perceptions involving renunciation and attainment cannot possibly exist. The naturally settled reality, afflictive emotions cannot possibly exist. The naturally settled reality, dynamic energy in the arising of things cannot possibly exist. The naturally settled reality, there is nothing to prevent it from being labeled, however inadequately. No matter where we go, there's only awareness. No matter which way we turn, we'll never be able to make anything out of awareness. It's absolutely impossible. So just relax. There's nothing to think about. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to philosophize. There's nothing to complicate. There's nothing to comprehend. There's nothing to understand. In the timeless rest of the complete ease of being, of everything as it is the complete freedom of total wisdom that knows how to do everything, whether it's grocery shopping, making the bed, writing a great treatise, giving a discourse, playing with the kids, or whatever it is. Within naturally occurring timeless awareness of reality beyond labels and which points of view resolve, whatever arises as its dynamic energy and display is in fact without basis. The stainless purity of natural rest in which there is neither bondage nor freedom is a naturally settled reality. What is symbolically labeled freedom is simply timeless awareness in which points of view vanish naturally, leaving no trace. And since there is no contradiction in labeling it as anything or nothing, it is described as timelessly free. In resting as awareness, we don't have to adopt any kind of special contrived language to speak with others or to think about things within ourselves. We don't have to have special ways of talking about ourselves, like never using the word I or other contrived ways of being. Everything, no matter what it is naturally free. A complete dance and celebration of freedom in which nothing needs to be changed and everything is perfectly choreographed. Now, we can't understand this if we try to look into it from points of view. If we say everything is perfect all at once and then we try to look into it from points of view, then we'll disprove it. The whole thing of point of view is to either prove or refute. That's the whole game of point of view, lifelong. Prove or refute, accept or reject, indulge or renounce. When we rest as awareness, we surpass all these cause and effect based ways of thinking about things and considering what's going on. We don't need that anymore. And we see that it's always been unnecessary, that it's just something we simply learned. But in being no longer necessary, there's no reason to use it or engage it anymore. It becomes superfluous. It just isn't necessary in any way whatsoever. It's just like if you owned a car that was 50 years old and you couldn't find parts for it anywhere and it cost you a fortune to keep up, and then suddenly someone gave you a brand new car and said you have gasoline and parts for the rest of your life. In fact, after a year, they'd give you another brand new car. It's like that, you know. It just makes whatever you were using obsolete. You might kind of look back fondly at the old car and say, poor thing, you know, I'll never be using you again. But this is the way it is. When we see through, by resting as awareness, we cut through the substantiality of all points of view. We absolutely cut through their substantiality. What seemed to be so fixed is no longer fixed. Points of view arise in all their variety. Forms manifest, sensory appearances are free in their own place as self-appearances of awareness. Sounds are audible. What is audible is free in its own place as a self-sound of awareness. Odors are sensed. Smells are free in basic space. Flavors are tasted and tactile sensations are felt. They are free in the context of their own place. Mental events are free without basis, foundation, or support. No matter what appears, it's a self-appearance of awareness. We can name all the senses as they're named here, but we can see that there's still all self-appearances of awareness. All the sounds we hear are self-sounds of awareness. When we rest as awareness, all those sounds that we find irritating, you know the ones, whatever they are for you. Is there anyone here who has sounds that, who has never found any sound irritating? Well, in resting as awareness, all sounds just are the self sounds of awareness. There is freedom in timeless awareness. Freedom is the expanse that is the true nature of points of view. There is no duality. Freedom in the equalness of all points of view being awareness. There is naturally occurring freedom. Freedom is the expanse of timeless awareness. There is naturally present freedom. Freedom is the purity of the vast expanse of pure space. So as you probably noticed by now, even if this is your first day, everything is primordially pure. There's nothing but pure space, and that space itself is aware. There's nothing to change. There's nothing to fix. Primordially pure means fundamentally or absolutely pure, and that it's never been anything other than pure. So it isn't pure as opposed to impure, because there's never been impurity anywhere. So even what is taken to be impure in a conventional sense is primordially pure. All these things that we've tried to push away and saying, oh, they're impure, there's something wrong with them, or they need to be changed, they need to be fixed. All we need to do is rest as awareness and realize that just because something has a label, it doesn't mean that it's something other than basic space. There is freedom in the variety of points of view. Freedom is fully evident pure awareness. There is freedom as the true nature of points of view. Freedom is fully evident stainless awareness. There is unchanging freedom. Freedom is fully evident timeless awareness. When we rest as awareness, we realize that all there's ever been is the stainless, flawless knower. That's it. That's all there's ever been, the stainless, flawless knower, who can just look at everything and know exactly what it is. There's never any problem, but there's no head trip either. You know, there's no need to think about things or make up philosophies or in any way divide it into a bunch of descriptions. Everything is perfect just as it is. There's primordial freedom. Freedom is the unborn expanse. There is freedom as the single reality of evenness. Freedom is the expanse of timeless awareness. There is total freedom. Freedom is the timelessly unfolding expanse. The equalness and evenness of primordial purity of timeless wisdom awareness is guaranteed. And even if equalness and evenness isn't your experience right now, by resting as awareness, it will be effortlessly. Timeless awareness, like the sun and its rays, is expressed in the great benefit of its magnificent wisdom, body, speech, mind, qualities, and activities. So we're not trying to get into a state that's cut off from everybody else and when we gain familiarity with the full expression of timeless awareness, it is a magnificent display of wisdom, wherever we are and whatever we're doing. This demonstrates that all points of view are timelessly free as pristine awareness.